Chapter 16. The next morning, every pony worked together to clean up the chaos in the town from the terror of the day before. By noon, it was as though the Oldham pony had never been there. "That's the power of friendship in action," Applejack said, admiring the sparkling town square. "And good soap," Scootaloo thought, smiling to herself. The Crusaders, Lilymoon and Ambermoon joined Twilight and her friends at Sugar Cube Corner for a well-deserved treat after their cleaning spree. Pinkie Pie trotted out with more of the horseshoe cupcakes she had baked, but the fillies declined to try them.
Too soon," Scootaloo explained to Pinkie.
"More for me," Pinkie Pie shrugged and happily nommed the cakes herself. "Hey," Rainbow Dash pulled Scootaloo aside with a wing. "I just wanted to say I'm sorry for giving you a hard time about the Oldham pony. Just because I didn't see her doesn't mean I shouldn't have listened to you. We okay?"
"Totally," Scootaloo said,
relieved that things were right with Rainbow Dash again. "And before I forget, these are for you," Rainbow Dash said, holding out 5 tickets with the Wonderbolts logo on them. "VIP tickets for you and your friends to our Cloudsdale Expo. It's about 20% cooler than the Flyfest," she added with a wink.
"Really?" Scootaloo couldn't believe it. "You're sure you want us there after last time?"
"Just try not to shut down this show," Rainbow Dash smiled, giving Scootaloo's head a playful noogie. As the other ponies finished up their treats, Twilight Sparkle addressed the group.
"There have been a lot of strange things happening in Ponyville lately, and while we've managed to handle all of them before they got too out of hoof, I'm worried about what will come next."
Twilight turned to the Unicorn Sisters.
"Lilymoon, Ambermoon, I think it's time my friends and I had a talk with your family. I have quite a few questions about the safety of the magic they're practicing."
Lilymoon and Ambermoon shared a worried look.
"Our family is pretty private,"
Lilymoon said at the same time as Ambermoon spoke. "I don't think that's such a good idea." Scootaloo was pretty sure it was the first time she'd seen the sisters agree on something. They must have really not wanted Twilight to visit the house on Horseshoe Hill, but Twilight persisted.
"I know it might be an uncomfortable conversation," Twilight said, "but it's necessary. I don't want any more dangerous surprises in our town. Now, if you'll please lead us to your parents."
Lilymoon and Ambermoon hung their heads, but they nodded and started out of Sugar Cube Corner, Twilight and her friends following.
"I hope we didn't get them into trouble," Sweetie Belle worried when they were gone.
Scootaloo nodded. The Moon family wasn't the most understanding bunch of ponies.
"Especially since we just made friends with Amber Moon," Apple Bloom added.
"You were right, Scootaloo. She's nice."
"And brave,"
Sweetie Belle agreed.
"Yeah, both sisters are," Scootaloo said. But something was still bothering her.
"Do you think we can trust them? I mean, I can't imagine either of them wanting to turn any pony into a timber wolf."
"But if they didn't, then who did?"
Apple Bloom wondered. "And why did Lilymoon lie to Twilight about the fear fern?" Sweetie Belle asked.
None of them had any answers, and Scootaloo was sure that if they didn't find out what was going on soon, life in Ponyville would get even weirder and more dangerous. She looked at her 2 best friends and smiled. No matter what mysteries were hiding on Horseshoe Hill, she knew that as long as she had the 2 of them by her side, the Cutie Mark Crusaders could handle anything that came their way. At least, she hoped so.